Okay, this could be part two. This could be part one. You do not know. So we were talking, and we were doing ghost talk. In the middle of ghost talk, the power in my house glitched, and it fucked the half of a show and screwed up the recording. So I'm going to try to save that later. So this might be all you get. This might be part due.
Yeah, it's weird because no weather problems today. It's strange that we had power issues.
We're talking about ghosts. It was one of the ghost demons from my work.
Yeah, maybe you're being haunted at home. Maybe it's coming home. Didn't you have the ghost in the mirror at your house?
No, I was getting scratched.
Right, I remember you getting scratched, but I thought you said that little psychic girl came to your house and looked in your ear and saw.
Kid was a fucking trip, dude. I never saw anything, and nothing's ever happened in my house other than me getting scratched up. But that kid was like, "There's something in that mirror."
Whatever happened to that kid? Does that kid not come over anymore?
No, they moved to the South Bay and just going to some school out there. So South Bay may as well be the other side of the earth from here. You were not having play dates in the South Bay.
Isn't it funny how LA works? It's true. I can't tell you the last time I went to the South Bay. That's like a whole nother world.
Yeah. And I'm 30 minutes closer than you, and it's the other world to me. I'm still not going there.
That's because the South Bay is not freeway convenient for anybody.
It's a fucking nightmare. And the traffic is brutal because it's super congested over there.
Yep.
Yeah. Bad news, South Bay.
So, and I had coworkers who lived there and would drive. I was always like, how the hell do you do that?
Yeah, you're dedicated to your cause at that point.
No, it's the worst.
Oh, God. God, you know what? Speaking of kids, today we found out there's a little kid that my daughter went to preschool with and then all the way through to high school. And then now she's at all-girls school. He was a boy. But the mother just passed away suddenly.
Oh, that sucks.
And they're both the mom and the dad are doctors, which is strange. Huh. So, and it wasn't like cancer or anything like that. So they're... You have not heard, but we just found that out today. My daughter's had, let me see, her best friend's mom died when they were like 11.
Right.
Or 12. Her, let's see, then one of her friends in school's dad died. Then another one of her friends in school's dad died. And then another one of her friends in school, the dad is dying from some strange disease. He's about to clock out. And then another kid... The other kid's mom just passed away. Like, that's a lot of dead parents for one. And, you know, and she's been in small schools. It's not like she's been in giant public schools where she knows tons of people. That she's been in a tiny school, and this is just
Kids go to big public schools, and I don't know of anybody's parent who died, you know?
Yeah. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that is a lot. And where does your nephew go? Does he go to a public school or a private school?
No, he goes to the Catholic boys and girls school in Santa Monica.
Okay. So he goes to a co-ed school.
Yeah. He goes co-ed.
And does he like his school? Is his school good?
Yeah. My wife went there and my brother-in-law both graduated from there.
Okay. But
that's only because my wife couldn't get into the snooty school because she was brown. Swear to God, that's true. The really snooty all-girls school that she wanted to go to wouldn't take her. And she found all these kids that got in that had way fucking lower grades than she did. I remember she was like student body president, you know, played all kinds of sports, was like did really good and didn't get in. She's still affected by that, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I'd be pissed.
Yeah, and she realized. And you know, it's funny, that school is where that one kid went, at least, the USC, the kid that went to USC, and her mom is the Full House mom.
Oh, okay.
That school is... where she went, and it's a super, 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 super fucking hard school, and that kid still had no grades and couldn't get into USC or any college, and how did she graduate that school? That's what I want to know.
They haven't booted any kids yet, have they?
That family took both their kids out just because they didn't want to
because they knew it was coming.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it was. I think the kids are starting to get threats and stuff. People are pissed at the kids, and they should be.
Right.
They were accomplices. You know,
trust me, those kids knew they couldn't get in on their own.
Yeah.
You're not in the, you know, there's no way you think, oh, my God, you know, especially when somebody else takes your SAT for you. I don't know if that's what happened with those specific kids, but.
God. Also, what happened this week? There was something about Dr. Dre made a post bragging about his kid getting to USC, and then he took it down real quick. But
because he had donated $70 million to the school like prior to that, and then his daughter got in, and he's like so proud of her. She got in all on her own, and then people are like, wait, what about that $70 million donation?
But, okay, what's weird is that's considered completely legit. That's the way you're supposed to do it. So
a lot
good for
of
him.
Rich people do that.
Yes, good for him that he used the rich guy method. That's what you're supposed to do.
Right, and he did it like years before she went there, like 7 or 8 years ago. He donated. I think it was like him and Jimmy Iovine basically built their music department.
Yeah.
And, but he did it, you know, and then, yeah, of course she got in, right? But your dad donated a fucking building.
But what's weird is that's not illegal or considered even shady.
Right. Kay. Yeah, they didn't give her a fake scholarship or have somebody take her SATs. They just let her in.
Okay, to tie all of this back together, it was kind of weird. The really rich mall in Palisades is owned by the guy Caruso, the same guy that owns all those malls. He owns
every mall, like the Grove and the all those.
And that fancy one in Glendale and Westlake.
Americana.
And, all those. So he owns all of that stuff. And the Commons in Calabasas. Okay, he donates so much money to schools, and he's a USC Trojan, that they've always said he has three – every year there's three kids he can get into USC. Every single year. Yes, he's donated so much money.
So he does it like to help like – people that he needs to kiss their ass and stuff.
And here's what's weird. When that scandal broke and the two most high profile were Felicity Huffman and the Full House lady, Lori, whatever her name is, that Lori, whatever that name kid, was on his yacht in the Caribbean with his daughter, who is also a USC student.
Oh.
And he is he sits on the board at USC. So he then looked weird because this kid cheated and got in, and she's now out partying with his daughter on his yacht for spring break. Right. And he had to release a statement and said that he rolled her under the bus. He was like embarrassed and ashamed, and she's been a friend of the family for a long time. But then I thought, everyone knows you have this golden pass to get kids into USC. Why didn't you get your friends in?
Right.
Like, what's
I bet up with he's
that?
Using that to get like land deals done and shit. Like, hey, you want your kid into USC?
It's weird. The whole thing. He's so fucking rich. He's a billionaire.
Oh yeah, he's a Burbank guy. I think
he lives in Brentwood.
Yeah, I mean now he does, but I think his family, like when he was young or something, was from Burbank.
Really?
I think
I don't know.
I could give him,
but he is fucking super rich, and just has. Here's one though. He's the guy. His kids went to the elementary junior high school that my daughter went to.
Okay.
And he's got they're a couple years older than my daughter, I think the youngest one, but they were there at the same time we were there. Now, remember when we were having that thing where they kept asking for the money to build the
building? Oh, yeah, like for the $1 million they needed for the gym or whatever.
$10 million is what they needed 20. The Hiltons went there, and the Hiltons gave $10 million. And the Hilton said, hey, but we're not giving you the $10 million until you raise your $10 million so that the building will be built, which is smart because Catholic Church is shady and that money would have fucking vanished.
Right.
So he, being the dude that builds massive malls and buys entire blocks of wealthy neighborhoods to build shit.
Right.
Went to the school and the school board and said, give me the $10 million and I will build your building.
Right, I can do it.
I've got the crew. I've got the people. I'll eat all expenses beyond the $10 million, and we'll build it. Which, by the way, $20 million to build what they built is fucking bizarre. Insanely overpriced.
And what a nice offer from him, really.
Yeah, basically, he was donating $10 million.
Right.
In crew and work and resources. I'm sure he would have used the $10 million to do the resources and then paid the expenses of the build with his own money. So. Right. They told him no, and they refused, and they made us go and fight this thing to raise it. And he like told people, "Hey, I offered to build it,
right?"
And they said no.
He's another dime.
And that's when we found out later, after it was all said and done, that the Archdiocese of Los Angeles required X amount of millions of dollars into a fund that they would hold to maintain that property for the next 25 or 30 years, and it was fucking millions. So they didn't want to do that because then they weren't going to get money to pay off Molester Priest and all that bullshit. And that's exactly right. What they did with that fucking money.
Right.
Yeah, that was not a $20 million building. It was bullshit. It was Catholic Church shiesty stuff happening.
Right. Which sucks because you could have had that nice building for still more than it was.
Also would have been built 2 or 3 years before.
Right.
Like for us, it sucked because my daughter was there. They started it when she was in fourth or fifth grade, and they lost all their playground for 2 or 3 years. They couldn't do a lot of shit because it was under construction for so long, and they didn't have much of a playground to begin with. And then finally it opened. I think she was in seventh grade when it opened. Right. So she was there seventh and eighth and out. And a lot of families who they were leaning on hard for money weren't even going to ever be able to use it.
Right. Yeah. Their kids would be long gone.
Yeah. So it's pretty, pretty shady. But
I see that a lot. And I always think, you know, like people who go and donate back to the high school that their kids went to, even though their kids aren't there anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, your kids are in a new school. Go donate to that school.
Well, his kids, he had at least one kid there when he made the offer.
Right.
And then by the time they got their shit together, his kids were already gone. But yeah, insane. It's called the Hilton Learning Center.
The gym?
It was a huge gym, and then they leveled a building. I forget what they call those buildings. It's slipping my mind that the nuns live in.
Oh, like a monastery or something?
Yeah, they had like an attached building that nuns lived in, and there were no nuns living there anymore. And so they had converted it into classrooms, and it was just like a big multi-purpose. And they tore that down and built a two-story attached to the gym, a two-story really nice room of about 10 classrooms.
Oh, okay.
And they were like state-of-the-art, high-technology classrooms. They were really badass. So they built an entire wing of the school on top of the big gym. And it would have been done for a lot cheaper and a lot sooner had they agreed to let him do it.
Is the Hilton family still owners of the chain of hotels?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I thought for some reason that sold off or went corporate and that they just got paid out and had a shitload of money, right?
Yeah, that they're gone. Yeah. I was listening to the Coast to Coast show the other day, and there was a guy on, and he was the former CEO of Marriott for like 15 or 20 years. And he's some gnarly military, like, special ops type dude.
Okay.
And he was on there he wrote a book with another guy. It was fiction, which is strange. But they said they used a lot of his nonfiction experience. And the book was about terrorism and foreign lands, like kidnapping Americans from hotels and stuff like that.
What does that have to do with Coast to Coast? Usually that's supernatural shit.
Yeah. George Norrie does some weird shit. He also does a lot of vitamin supplement people he brings on. And I think it's almost like they're paid.
He must be making money off of those.
Yeah. He's also touring now. Like lot. He's going all over the country with a live show. And he's constantly hawking tickets. Makes me think Clear Channel cut his salary. And they're letting him make it up on side hustle.
Probably. And maybe he gets paid by authors to have them on too. That's another thing. Yeah. You know, like he'll art. Yeah.
This guy's story was very fascinating. In fact, you wouldn't think that the dude was being the head of Marriott would lend to that type of anti-terrorism task force shit, but he for sure was. It goes back to when I was brand new in radio. I worked at Pirate, and the general manager was a big drunk guy, and he lived in Palisades for a long time. And then he moved to La Jolla. But one day he was in drunk and called me because I was low man on the totem pole. Basically, come get me. I'm at my friend's house and I need a ride back to the station. I don't know how he got there. He went to lunch and it got fucked up. Well,
that's some good bossing right there.
So I drove from Hollywood to Palisades and I pull up in this neighborhood, which isn't that far from my house and not a neighbor up on the bluffs with beautiful view, not a big house. You know, size of my house, just like a two or three bedroom, one story house. But it had a really cool yard, and the yard even had a view of the ocean. It was just an amazing view. So we get in there, And that's the one where they brought me into the bar, and at the bar there were the photos of all the presidents at the bar.
Wow.
Reagan, Kennedy, okay. Ford, like, and when we were sitting at the bar, there were, you know, the photos were all over the back of the bar, and we were sitting at the bar and house, and the guy
right.
that lived there, I don't even remember his name, said, "Hey, do you notice anything about these pictures?" And I go, "Oh, yeah, there are a lot of presidents." He goes, "You notice where they are?" And then that's when I realized they were sitting in the chair I was sitting in. All these people, like, they were sitting right where I was at,
right.
inside that house. And it was like, wow, you know a lot of people. And he laughed and said whatever. And when we left and the boss was drunk, the boss starts telling me he was a massive CIA dude. And in the 50s or 60s or whatever it was, they made him the president of Beacon Moving and Storage.
Okay.
So that the government could transport weapons through.
Oh.
And he was, and they said he was moving shitloads of weapons into Vietnam, shitloads of weapons as Beacon. And he was running the company. And still, what's funny is, in essence, so you're a CIA guy and they kind of give you this company.
Right.
It was great. And he was a super rich guy. There was also a lot of like sheiks and people that I would have no idea who they were, who apparently were very big deals sitting at right. that thing. And the boss was his neighbor once upon a time, and they got to be good friends. And he told me all of his dirt, and I was just like, "Wow, I bet he doesn't want you to tell me all this."
But yeah, I bet he
was. He was all drunk. Oh God, yeah. So I have a feeling they do a lot of that. The Marriott guy could probably at some point was a CIA dude.
Right.
Because you don't go from special forces to, hey, I'm going to run a hotel chain. And by the way, what hotel chain says, you know, we need to run this place? A good special forces military guy. That'd be great.
Right.
He's totally qualified. Oh, man. So, I don't know.
Well, and those companies will do favors to their, you know.
Yes.
To give people jobs.
Yeah, they do a lot of, but it's all for the shadiness.
Yeah, they get, you know, you get a nice corporate position in a high-paying job in some company, and you're like, well, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
I remember when I was at Warner Brothers and they hired Obama's press secretary.
Right, that kind of shit happens yeah. all the time.
They left, and it was like, why the fuck are they? And it was a huge, they were in the building right there underneath, like, the president's office. They were in that okay. big building right at the corner facing Olive.
Yep.
Oh, man, that guy I just read resigned. Kevin, the Japanese guy that got the job while I was there.
Yeah, because of sexual harassment.
Yeah,
right?
he was trying to bang some actress and he was pushing her and trying to get her into films and stuff. And he was
yeah.
the president of Warner Brothers.
Yep, he had to step down.
Yeah, but what a bad time to get a gig like that. You can't sexually harass people anymore.
No, you just have to be satisfied with all that money they pay you.
You have to take all that money and you have to, like, work and you can't, like, offer people sex for favors.
I'm pretty sure, though, that rich dudes are still desirable to hot younger women, so you probably could still hook up.
Tell
like
that to
legitimately.
Tell that to Robert Kraft, who had to pay $50 for a handy.
I know. I don't think he did. I think, you know, I think there's some weird thrill for those guys in doing that.
Dude, I don't know.
Right? Because I'm sure if Robert Kraft just was, I mean, I guess it's also low profile. Because I was going to say, like, if he went to a nightclub,
yeah.
he could probably pick up chicks no problem. He's a rich, yeah,
he's
an
a billionaire.
Ugly, fat old dude.
He's a billionaire. That makes
right,
him attractive.
He's a billionaire.
Yeah. Craziness. Ooh, speaking of the Patriots, Gronk retired.
I saw that today, and it was like, that seems weird. I mean, he was 10 years or whatever, yeah. 9 years. But then I read an article about it and said he was starting to have health problems, and he was kind of beat up. And
oh,
he
was beat the fuck. He was injured every year. He missed games with injuries because he was
yeah.
he's a big fucking guy, pounded it.
So. What a good deal for him, though. He's retired at 30. He's going to be 30, I guess.
And know? They say he's notoriously cheap. And one of those dudes that, like, didn't even spend his football money,
right.
lived on endorsements. Like, he just put
and
it all
he
away.
He has weird endorsements, like Tide Pods and shit.
Yes. He reminds me of just, like, a giant, duh, frat boy.
But he's likable. I
yeah.
see him working in acting or some kind of TV role after this because – when I saw him in the Tide Pods commercial, I'm like, he's likable. He's kind of a goofy, like you said, frat boy, but not like he doesn't come across as like a douchey frat boy. He comes across as kind of a goofy frat boy.
Yeah. And he's big. He's giant big. He's really big. He would be
and
very
he
funny.
Made millions, right?
Yeah. He made a lot of money. He was
so he's legitimately could be retired and never work another day in his life, and he's 30.
Yeah, and you know what? And he's so young, though, too. Don't think he doesn't maybe not play next year and then come back to some other team and just play for a year.
Yeah, and get a few more million dollars.
Yes, just get another big fat check.
I really think he'll transition into some kind of entertainment. Yeah. He could be like a Shaq. He could be in kids' movies or, you know, doing Shaq Fu.
Which weird is he's so likable and a patriot, and overall America hates the Patriots outside of Boston.
Right, but everybody seems to like him.
Yeah, and I think Brady is likable too, even though he didn't get caught cheating. See, Gronk never got caught up in one of their scandals.
Right, and I think I've always thought Brady is likable. I know people hate him, but I don't care about sports, so I don't really hate him. He never seems that when I see him in interviews and shit, he always seems like a nice enough guy to me.
Do you know why you hate him as a sports fan? He's never, ever, ever, ever given a real honest interview in his life. He's like almost like a super company man. He gives it's a really tough game. We got to get out there and just get at it and play hard. And, you know, coach will direct us and we got a good chance to win. He never talks shit. He just the most generic answered, boring ass shit ever. And I get it. That's what they require. That's what Belichick wants you to do. So that's what he's done, and people just are like, for
he's
once.
Being a good player, right?
Yeah. He's an amazing team player, and just every. He also takes way less money than he can make, so that they could pay other people so they could play. He's an amazing team player.
And then, did you hear about the Lonzo Ball or whatever, whichever ball they're going to
Lonzo?
That's one of the dudes in his company with his dad was stealing from them, and so now he's going to go to Nike and drop that shoe brand.
Okay, it's his shoe brand. He owns 51% of Big Baller Brand, which is his mouthpiece dad only owns 16%. His mom owns 16%. And then
that other dude who was
the
stealing,
other dude
right?
owned 15 or 16%. And by the way, he's a massive con man ex-felon that his dad was friends with.
Oh, it figures.
And so he brings the guy in, and then the guy was stealing from his personal account. Apparently there's $1.5 million missing. And he was like, fuck this. And Lonzo has controlling interest, so he shut it down.
Doesn't surprise me with that dad.
That dad's a fucking idiot.
He's a moron.
Did you know the mother had a massive stroke and has been the original plan is that wouldn't have happened, I heard, that the mom always ran the family finances and everything, and the mom's part of that company was to take care of the money. And she had a massive stroke and hasn't been able to work. And so that guy seized
the opportunity.
Yeah, started dipping into the fucking cookie jar.
You know what I thought was interesting, too? They said that the Lakers are going to be thrilled that he switched shoe companies because they felt like he kept hurting his ankles because of his shitty shoes.
And you know the shoes were shitty. That dad fucking went out and made the fucking China special, whatever it was.
Yeah, so they were like, he keeps getting injured because of his shoes, so they think that, you know, being in Nikes will help squash some injuries.
It's crazy, but I'm glad they shut it down. That makes his father absolutely worthless now.
Yep.
And remember, the dad's already destroyed the career of those other two. Those other two were never going to play in the NBA because of the dad. No.
He ruined the chance of having a college career and showing off, right? He took him straight out to Lithuania or wherever.
And that didn't work out. And now the one got a tryout this year somewhere, and they didn't want him, didn't even make the G League or the practice squad. Even though they say the youngest one is supposed to be the best of all of them, and I hope that kid at least gets a shot somewhere.
That dad is the worst.
Yeah, he's the oldest one's lucky he made it to the league. Before and him getting to the league and being a great player is what made his dad famous.
Right.
And he's lucky he got in because the other two got fucking just destroyed by the dad's dumbness.
Yep.
Yeah,
because then that dad was empowered and just went nuts.
That dad was a fucking dick.
Yep.
Who knew? His friends were criminals who stole from his son.
It doesn't surprise me. Those idiots like that guy's dad. They always think they're smarter than everybody, and they get sucked in by idiots, other idiots, and then next thing you know, they're stealing your money.
Oh my God. How pissed would you be? You work your whole life to get a bunch of money, then you realize someone stole millions from you.
No, and you hear those stories of these people, and you know they either just don't know about their finances or somebody shady gets in there, and it's got to suck.
Oh, God.
Oh, I mean, I couldn't imagine. I feel like if I had $1.5 million, I would be watching over it like a hawk.
Yeah, you had so much that someone could take $1.5 million, you didn't notice it immediately.
Right.
God.
Oh, I got identity jacked this weekend.
You did?
My bank called me. You know, it was like, we put a hold on your account, suspicious activity, call us. I call them. They're like, were you shopping at Estee Lauder in Wisconsin? Nope. You're like, all right, well, we stopped it, and we're going to send you a new card. But, yeah, it did happen this weekend.
That's weird. I got a new credit card a few weeks ago, and I've got it, and I haven't used it. It's got no balance on it, and I put it in my wallet, and then I have the credit alerts on my – it'll text me. There's been a change to your credit status. And I got one that a credit line has been opened in your name, and I'm like, oh, shit. So I open it immediately, and it's that credit card. But like, why it posted yesterday? I've had the fucking card in my wallet for 3 weeks.
Oh, and all of a sudden it just came through.
And all of a sudden it posted on. So I'm like, why is that on there? I couldn't figure it out to save my life. Why? And I might need to call them tomorrow and say, what's happening with you people? And I tried to set it up online when I got the card, and the fucking website doesn't work.
Oh, so maybe it took a while or something.
I don't know. It's kind of weird. So I got to check that card out. That's all I need. But get a credit card and get fucked.
I was really impressed that my bank was on it so quick, because Bing and I were out. It was Sunday, and I had gone – I used it to buy subway tickets, not – you know, to get to take the subway to Hollywood. We had gone to Dave & Buster's. I had used it there, and we came back and had lunch in North Hollywood. I used it, and in between, those weird charges went through, and they caught them.
Was that your debit card, or was it a credit card?
It was – well, it's my debit card that has
your
Visa
bank,
logo.
Your bank debit card, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So now I'm screwed, and I can't use the ATM until they send me a new card, which they said it'll be like 3 or 4 days.
Oh, such a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
I hate that crap. And they don't even investigate it. They just fucking write it off and keep going.
Well, this one they knew. Well, here's what I didn't know until I went and worked for the gear company. So we have to be really careful, because if somebody uses – like say somebody stole my credit card and used it to buy one of our pedals.
Okay.
The bank doesn't cover that. We're out the money. The bank reverses the charge and gets your money back, but us as the business, we don't get our money back.
Oh, so that's where you lose the money. Is it's the retail that's eating it.
Yeah. Yeah, the retail. So, you know, it's Estee Lauder or whoever got fucked who eats that, because I didn't know that. I thought the bank paid back the business too, because they approved the transaction, but they're like, nope.
Who eats all the Amazon package thefts? Amazon or the actual, you know, because Amazon, those aren't their products.
Do they reimburse you for that? I've never had a poor thing, but
I'm sure they
would. Do they consider that their problem?
Yeah, I'm sure they would. Amazon is fucking on point. If you called them and said, because they'll take anything back, you can send shit back, that's kind of their thing. And if you say, hey, it got stolen, they'll be like, all right, we'll just cancel it and send you another one. And they will. But I wonder if Amazon's eating that expense, or if the, you know, if it's, because you can be an Amazon supplier.
Oh, it would be Amazon then.
Huh?
No, yeah. I'm sure it's them if they do that.
Yeah, that's
but funny. I don't know if they necessarily do that. I think if it's delivered successfully, I don't know if they – I mean that's interesting. If anybody out there has had a porch pirate thing, and I don't know, because I've never heard that Amazon replaces the package. That's why people are like, you know, pissed.
Oh, see, I thought for sure they would just send you a new one.
Yeah, I don't know. I think because they delivered it successfully at that point.
Speaking of Amazon, here's a great story that happened this week. I was waiting on – I had 3 packages all due to my house last – like let's say Friday.
Okay.
Okay. One is in the mailbox, and they were all handed off to USPS.
Right. It's that stupid whatever they call it, smart post.
Yeah. So the post office is dealing with this. So I get one in my mailbox, and then – and I'd had – remember, you get emails on everything that was sent. And they were all sent out, and they were all supposed to arrive on Friday. So I open my mailbox on Friday, and there's one in the mailbox. I'm like, all right, cool. Where's the other two? And then I get an email from Amazon, and it says, hey, the post office attempted to deliver your package today. They were unable to access your property. And I'm like,
what does that mean?
Yeah, I'm like, what does that mean? Especially since they delivered one. So what the fuck?
Right.
So I called the post office, and I'm like, what's going on? And we've had a problem lately. Like, we'd go days without getting mail here. And then my neighbor comes walking over, and my neighbor goes, hey, I've been getting all your mail, and my mail's been going to the other house. Like, the guy's been off by a house.
Oh, like, that's weird.
Which is weird considering that's their job, and they do it every fucking day, and right. they don't usually fuck right. up. It's pretty rare. So we called about that like a week ago, and then this happens. And I get the guy on the phone, and I'm like, listen, what the fuck is going on down there? Because the fact that Amazon's sending me a note saying unable to access my property is complete and total bullshit. I go, I live in a house, and right. one package was delivered today, an Amazon package by you guys, and I got mail today. So how could the guy with that package, who should have been the same guy, not be able to get on my property? And he goes, hold on.
Right.
And I didn't get a note saying, hey, call the post office. I only called because I got that email from Amazon.
Right.
He comes back and came so fucking clean. It was like mad respect. He comes back and he goes, sir, I'm really sorry. Your carrier was out yesterday. And he, or because it was the next morning when I called, he goes, your carrier was out the next day, yesterday, and the guy that covered for him has no idea what he's doing, and he completely screwed up. He just owned it. And I was like, damn. And he goes, I can, he goes, if you want, I can give it to your carrier's back today. I'll give it to him, and you'll have it today, or you can come get it. I go, I'll come get it. And then they even, I didn't have to do anything. He goes, come in, go straight to the counter at the front desk, walk in, tell them your address, and they'll hand it to you. And that's what they did. They were like super on point with it after that. But like fucking mail people are getting awful. Awful. Yeah. Awful.
Well, it's like radio.
It's a dying thing.
Not anything people really need anymore. And so it's, you know, they deliver Amazon packages and that's all they do anymore.
Dude, they're that's all that they're Amazon's bitch.
Yeah. And if, you know, Amazon decides, and I've heard talk that they're going to start their own delivery service, they'll be screwed.
Yeah, post office will be cutting, raising the price of stamps to $5 and shit like that.
I mean, but honestly, what mail do you get anymore? I had to check my mailbox. I'm waiting for my replacement debit card because that has to come in the mail.
But when you get credit cards or things like that or DMV stuff, there's a few important things that come in the mail, and then all my bills are paperless.
Yeah, but that's it, right? Yeah. Everything because I hadn't checked my mail in days. I was like, I should get it just so the box is empty. And it was like a few magazines from kid fundraisers that I've subscribed to and a couple junk mail. Even the junk mail is really tapered off, but every once in a while I still get random
real estate junk mail every day. Every single day. At least a little flyer or like a maid service and then on Tuesday you get all the grocery store ones.
Yeah, I still get the grocery store ones, but, you know, like you don't get the – remember when you used to get four credit card application things a day? Yeah. And
I also get a lot of insurance stuff. I get tons of insurance mail through that.
Oh, you know what else I get for some – the stupid Charter Cable or whatever that is? They send mail. I don't even have it, and they send
– I get it in Spanish. All my cable mail comes in Spanish. For some reason, they think Roberts is his Latin last name.
That's funny. Yeah, but I still get though they bombard you with shit to try and get you to switch to them.
You know what I'm getting is massive amounts of when I got that credit card, I applied because it was like it was a cool limit. I liked the limit. And then of course they're you don't qualify for that limit, so it was a switch, so I got a much lower limit than I wanted. I'm like, fuck, it's not even worth really having, but fine. So it's just in my wallet. If I need it, I'll use it. And now they're sending me shit all the time. And that's what they did. They approved me for a low amount. And they'll approve four cards for that low amount. Just because then they can make – they'll give me the credit line I want. If I keep applying, they'll keep giving me fucking credit cards for this low-ass ball amount till I get where I want to be. And then they're charging an annual fee on each one of those cards, like $30 or whatever it is. But I'm like, yeah, go fuck yourselves. They send me something every day. I get another credit card thing from them.
Yep.
Fucking nightmare. All right, we're out of time, Jack. We're
all right.
Time.
Let's go.
I got to go to work and see Ghost, and you got to go to bed.
Yep.
All right, you guys may this may be a short show, and it may be a little bit long show. I don't know what it's going to be, but you'll know soon enough. So till then, peace out. Goodbye.
Jack off.